Did you know that motorsport is the only sport that doesn't separate competitors based on age or gender? And have you ever wondered what it's like to go flying around a racetrack? Well, Rochelle Wilson does a top speed of 206 kilometres per hour. It is mind-boggling stuff. She's a lifelong motorsport enthusiast and found her way onto the track a few years ago and has started a women's motorsport development program to get more women into her favourite sport. We're lucky enough to have Rochelle on the line with us now. Rochelle, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So for a bit of background, could you tell us how you got into motorsport?
Sure. I was a motorsport fan for probably about 20 years. I loved the V8 supercars, but I didn't realise how easy it was myself to get into racing. I thought you needed a race car. And it wasn't until about 6 years ago I was at the V8 supercars at Homebush, and CAMS, the Confederation of Australian Motorsport, had a stand there offering come and try days. Or a come and try day in Sydney at Sydney Motorsport Park for people to come and try motorsport. And you only needed your road registered car to participate. So I went along to that and I was hooked. I signed up on the day, and so we tried two different motorsport disciplines. We tried a super sprint and a motocana, which is a skid pan, how you go around the witch's hats. And the circuit racing, the super sprint, I just loved it. And yes, I've been hooked ever since and driving and competing ever since.
And so tell us the story of the Women's Motorsport Development Program. How did you come up with that?
Sure. So a couple of years after I started competing, I went on the committee of New South Wales Road Racing Club, and we were trying to get more women into motorsport. And we'd have membership drives, and, you know, we'd have a stand, say, Top Gear or a V8 event, and we'd get women interested, and they may have come to one event, but then we'd never see them again. And I remember what it was like for myself, not having anybody growing up. I didn't have anybody in my family competing in motorsport. I didn't have any friends. So I didn't grow up with that. And then competing, it was quite intimidating. So I just kind of remembered what it was like for myself, and I thought, maybe it's just too intimidating for women, because it is a male-dominated sport. Only 7% of competitors are female.
Wow.
And a lot of those are in rallying, so that's even less at circuit racing. So, and I have a background in projects and event management and also training. I thought, no, there's got to be a better way for this. And I just determined, you know, remembered what I needed and what would have helped me. So I put, you know, my professional skills to use, and I came up with a development program which was designed to take the intimidation out of motorsport. So there's so much more to competing than just turning up and driving. There's, you know, the background, there's the official side of it, you know, the rules and things like that that go around, that go with it, like flagging and, you know, what all the different flags mean. What to do when you actually get to a racetrack. There's administration, there's paperwork. You have to take your car to get scrutiny, which means they're checking, you know, the safety elements of your car. So a lot of that can be a bit daunting, and, you know, you go out in groups, or, you know, how do I know what group I'm in, and things like that. So, yeah, so I came up with that, and then I realised, you know, that a lot of people, they don't like circuit racing. There's so many different disciplines of motorsport. So the program covers hill climb discipline, which is basically whoever gets up the hill the quickest wins, which is a lot of fun. There's some motocanas, which I mentioned earlier. There's super sprints, which is like a time trial. So the person with the fastest lap time on the day wins, and regularity as well, which is about consistency. So it's not necessarily the fastest car that wins on the day. It's the driver that is most consistent and has the most reliable car. So, so that's a discipline in itself. So, yeah, so that's how I came up with the development program.
It sounds like a really, really cool idea. How can people get involved?
I have a website and a Facebook page. So the Facebook page is Women's Motorsport Development Program. And the website is WMDP, which stands for Women's Motorsport Development Program, .com.au.
We'll pop all the links for you up on the podcast. Rochelle, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you.
That was Rochelle Wilson, the Program Director of the Women's Motorsport Development Program, giving us a bit of an insight into motorsport. As I said, we'll pop all the links for you up on the podcast, which you can find at 2SER.com.